Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in on how you're surviving the New Haven line meltdown on Metro North. Are you one of the 125,000 people who rely on Metro North and the New Haven line in particular to get back and forth from work? As you know, but others may not realize, that train line is all messed up because of a failed Con Ed power line, and only partial service is expected by next week even, and it could be several weeks until it's all fully restored. So you New Haven line commuters, call us up, and welcome to any new listeners who wouldn't ordinarily get to turn on the radio at 10 a.m. on a weekday. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is The Brian Lehrer Show. Hello. So if you are a New Haven line writer, call us up right now and tell us how you're surviving. What are you doing? Do you have a workaround that you use in your car? Do you have, you know, a couple of cars because you're in a two-adult household? Everybody in Connecticut has a car, right? Maybe two if you have two adults in the home. Why wouldn't you just drive into the city? Or what else is your workaround for this meltdown on the New Haven line? 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. And you might even call and reflect on this. Has this most recent snafu on Metro North caused you to reconsider either your work or your life? Like, are you moving back to the city now after this? Is this the final straw that broke the suburbs back? Are you done with all that? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, especially for those of you who battled to work through the patchwork of diesel trains set up as an alternative. Have you had it in a year when four times the Metro North service has gotten all snarled up? Remember in May when two trains collided after a derailment near Fairfield and injured lots of people and disrupted the commute for days? Or in July when a freight train derailed on the Hudson line? And then, of course, there was Sandy that put the train out of full service for a while, too. Are you done with living far away from where you work? Are you now suddenly thinking about making your move because this is the last straw that's breaking the suburbs back for you? Call us up with your New Haven line workarounds and whether it's making you reconsider anything more. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if you board the train at Mount Vernon East, Pelham, New Rochelle, Larchmont, Amerenek, Harrison, Rye, Portchester, Greenwich, Koskov, Riverside, Old Greenwich, Stamford, Norton Heights, Darien, Roeton, South Norwalk, East Norwalk, Westport, Greens Farm, Southport, Fairfield, Bridgeport, Stratford, Milford, West Haven, or New Haven, call us up and tell us about your workaround of the Metro North New Haven line meltdown and if it's making you rethink your lifestyle. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Joe in Darien, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
It's actually Jim in Darien.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Regular listener, first-time caller. I actually serve on the Connecticut Rail Commuter Council, creation of the legislature to represent the interest of commuters, but I'm a commuter myself. I think the larger question you've been asking is a very important one, not just, you know, how am I going to get to work for the next 2 or 3 weeks, but can I live in the suburbs and rely on an unreliable railroad if I have to get to my job every day? And I think people are making that consideration, not just because Con Ed can't supply electricity, but sometimes Metro North has wires problems or, you know, the utility company can't keep the juice going when there's a heavy storm.
So, by the way, who do you blame for all this, Jim? Metro North or Con Ed? You know, Mayor Malloy, when asked that question, said, yup, Metro North or Con Ed, yup. Or is this just one of those things that happens in a technologically complicated world?
Well, it's Governor Malloy now, but he, I think, had it right. Initially, Metro North was blaming Con Ed. Yesterday, I think we found out that Con Ed had run this idea past them, that they had tested it. So both of them signed off on the idea of replacing a feeder cable with only one backup. So who do you blame? I blame both of them. This is an example of human error. This is not an act of God. This is somebody who decided that this could be done. They rolled the dices and they came up with craps. And 125,000 daily riders are the ones that are bearing the brunt.
All right, Jim, thank you for getting us going on that and for taking that shot. That probably felt good to a lot of people out there who are stranded or inconvenienced as a result of this. Frank in Norriton Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you? So here is my take on everything. I've been kind of watching the rail lines a little bit, and we've been recently getting new cars over the last couple of years. And they're really nice, and they're upgraded, and they're comfortable, but it's been my opinion and other people's opinion that they're actually noisier. And I didn't even notice this recently. They've changed the schedules going out. And the ride is now actually over an hour from Norriton Heights, where it used to be under 55 minutes. So I'm not sure if this was planned or where it was going. But for me and my commute is I own my own business, so I'm able to drive in, and I'm driving in right now as we speak. And I'm going at a later hour simply because I don't want to deal with all of the congestion that's been out there the last few days. But
so you're telling me the new trains are louder and slower.
That's correct. Well, if they're not, then they certainly are riding them in at a much longer ride than used to be, than just a few months ago. And nobody really explained why that's the case, but. I'm not sure if this was kind of they knew that this was going to happen at some point. I have no clue. I don't want to project on that. But I do want to say one other thing that I really am going to miss over the next few weeks, not being able to ride the train and know there's reliability there, is I do a lot of work on the train. And
right.
I'm going to lose those 2 hours.
Because you're going to be driving.
Exactly right.
Frank, don't drive and work on your computer at the same time.
No.
But be safe out there. Thank you very much for checking in. Maria from Stanford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Leonard. I love your show. I watch it every day, or I listen to it every day. I just moved from Stanford from Staten Island, and this is my first time on the Metro North train. It's getting a bit used to the train system, but it's so much better than the ferry. And you know, this whole disruption, I don't have a car, so I can't drive into the city. And I'm just trudging it on the train every morning. It's very crowded, but I still need to get on. That's my only way to get to the city, and I'm dealing with it.
So as a former Staten Islander, you're not happy on a good day on Metro North?
Well, you know, it's a little bit better. I like the crowd a little bit more. The Staten Island Ferry is free, and you get a little bit of an interesting crowd on the ferry, but Grand Central is still a very nice station, and it's just a little bit more crowded on the train.
I'll make a deal. You apologize for calling me Leonard, and I'll apologize for mispronouncing Norriton Heights.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much.
Maria, thank you. Thank you very much. Ken in East Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Great show, and first-time caller. I'd like to extend my, the train service that they run, Metro North. I've been taking it for a dozen years now, I think. And they run a great service, so I must commend them on their, you know, they have aging infrastructure, and it's an old track, and, you know, the last few months have been slower, as the previous caller said, because of some scheduled track repairs. But they're working as hard as they can to accommodate us. And I got in this morning, there was a seat, and I think I'll probably be standing on the way home, but they're doing as best they can.
I think we do take for granted mass transit in our area.
Well,
it's easy to access the anger when something like this happens. It's not as near the surface on a day-to-day basis when things are running well, right?
Well, especially in America, where we're all sort of automobile heads. You know, we I mean, as a society. And, I mean, this is the biggest train service in the country, as far as I know. And,
yep.
You know, we're dealing with old wires, and we're trying to upgrade, and we got new cars. And, I mean, obviously, people are going to have to put up with it for 2 weeks or whatever this takes to get going. And, I mean, I'll do the best I can. I came in, I took yesterday off because I didn't want to deal with it, but we've got to go to work, so I'm here today.
Got to go to work. Good luck, Ken. Thanks for checking in. And Joan in Pound Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I'm a real estate agent here, and I live in Pound Ridge, and I know both sides of the border. I sell in New York and Connecticut, and people generally prefer the New York train service to the Connecticut train service. It seems my clients tell me that the Connecticut service is generally less reliable than the New York service. So it's interesting just to hear once again this sort of issue.
Does it make you able to sell more homes across the border in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think people mistakenly look only at the taxes when they move out of the city and they come up here and they say, oh, Connecticut taxes are lower, but there's a lot of things to balance out. And, you know, the tax structure is different in New York and Connecticut. So the train lines are a very big part of your life when you live in the suburbs and you have to get to the city every day. It's something to consider.
Joan, thanks a lot for your call. Thanks to all of you who called from along the New Haven line. And good luck surviving this snafu over the coming days and weeks.